Test 64, section 3, question 4. Here it says, the journalist's reasoning in the argument is flawed in that the journalist. So we're looking for what is the flaw. And it says, manufacturer's trade group long kept its membershipless secret inadvertently. They used to keep it, and they inadvertently sent me a document listing hundreds of manufacturing companies. Okay, so they've kept it secret, and they sent me a list of these manufacturing companies. A representative of the trade group later confirmed that every company listed in the document does indeed belong to the trade group. And somebody said later, oh yeah, they all belong to our group. Because Brush Industry is not listed on the document, it's evidently not a member of the trade group. Because it's not listed, then it's not. And here, this is just a flaw that it misunderstands. Just because every company listed is in the group doesn't mean that the group has, or that the list has everyone in the group. So it's kind of saying, well, everybody on this list is, you know, you could have a list of five people and say everyone on the list has been president of the United States, but that doesn't mean that every president is on the list. So just because someone's not on the list doesn't mean that they're not in the group. So that's our problem. So A, it gives no reason to think that Brush Industries would want to. It's not about whether Brush Industries wants to. B, does not present evidence that the document names every member of the trade group. That's what we're looking for. It doesn't have to include all of them. Does not explain how it is that the trade group could have inadvertently sent it out. We don't care how that happened. We just care whether or not it includes the members of the group. Presents no reason why Brush Industries would not want its membership in the trade group to be known. We don't care anything about what Brush Industries does or doesn't want. All we care about is whether they're a member of the group. Takes for granted the accuracy of the statement by a representative who had reason to withhold information. Well, the thing is, the representative might have had a reason to withhold information, but that's not the problem. The problem is whether or not Brush Industries is a member based on their not being on the list. And so that's kind of the idea here. So it's not really taking for granted the accuracy is not the problem with this. It's not that the person could be wrong about that statement. It's that the statement doesn't mean what the journalist concludes it to mean. And so therefore, answer choice B is going to be our correct one.